Grand slam for Masters!
It's time for Blessed to Play on EWTN Radio, uncovering the role that faith plays in the lives of sports professionals from around the country. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Fire, score!
Welcome, everyone, to a Blessed to Play Collegiate Spotlight Show. My guest today is Max Chapman. He played four seasons of Division I collegiate football at Northwestern University. I'll talk with Max about his time spent at Northwestern and why he chose to work with student athletes at a rival university. Max, it's so good to have you on Blessed to Play.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate the opportunity.
So what a career you did have at Northwestern, but I want to get some background how you got to that point. Growing up in Pontevedra, Florida, was football your go-to sport?
Football was my go-to sport. It was when I was in middle school probably that I really began to fall in love with it. I never really had any aspirations of playing in the NFL or even college football for that matter. But when I was in middle school, the high school that I would later attend is the same school that Tim Tebow played for in high school. So whenever I would go and watch these games, I'd see Tim Tebow playing, underneath the lights, and there would be coaches recruiting him. I mean, Urban Meyer, Charlie Weiss, a lot of great coaches would be there. ESPN would be airing the games. And honestly, to me, I thought that was the coolest possible thing that, anyone could do, is just playing high school football. So when I, once it came to be my time at Nice High School, the high school that it was, when it came to be my time to go there, it was kind of my dream at first to be the next Tim Tebow. But very quickly, I got moved from quarterback and got placed on defensive line. So that kind of changed a little bit. I played high school football down there in Florida, and then I was through the recruiting process a lot. I mean, honestly, a lot of my faith journey has to do with it, but God really worked through my time as an athlete in high school to kind of get me, into college and really bringing me more into a relationship with him.
Well, what a great career you did have in high school. You were an ESPN.com three-star honoree. You were ranked 30th overall nationally among all weak side defensive ends by Rivals.com, and 54th nationally among all defensive ends by ESPN.com. So you have this great high school career, and now you have to make a decision, Max. Where are you going to go to school to play collegiate football? And tell us why Northwestern became the school of choice for you.
Well, a lot of my Northwestern teammates joke about it. A lot of us have like the same kind of cheesy answer that comes with it. But honestly, when I was looking at schools, I really wanted to use football as an opportunity to get me into a better academic school that could really further my education. And so when looking at colleges, it really narrowed down to either Duke or Northwestern University, just trying to find that best balance of academics and athletics. And I, visited Duke. I liked it. I mean, great program, great organization. But when I went to Northwestern, I just absolutely fell in love with the place. I mean, the coaching staff there is absolutely incredible. They're very family-oriented. They're extremely welcoming, excellence-driven, really trying to do things the right way on and off the field. And honestly, Northwestern seems not to be one of those 4 or 5 year decisions, but one of those decisions that really could set you up for success in a lot of ways later on throughout life, throughout the education that you can get. So getting to play Big Ten football, getting to be in those big stage opportunities is really, really awesome. But also the education aspect to it, students first, athletes second, would say. So it really was just an opportunity that I couldn't really pass up.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer here today with Max Chapman, played for the Northwestern Wildcats. Max, four seasons, but you did not see action in 2011. It was your redshirt season. Was that difficult to sit on the bench or just be away from the action, so to speak, during your freshman year?
No, not necessarily. I mean, there were probably, 20, over 20 freshmen that came in, and only three of them played as true freshmen. As a defensive lineman, one of the biggest things I struggled with was, maintaining my weight and trying to beef up a little bit, especially getting to the college level and playing on the defensive line in the Big Ten Conference. You need to really have weight put on. So that first year was really an excellent opportunity to really get in the weight room and, continue developing a work ethic to, put on weight, gain strength, gain knowledge of the defense and how offenses work in the Big Ten, how you can kind of exploit them and really work on your craft. It really was a great opportunity to learn from the older guys on the team and kind of just embrace my role in helping them to get better. You know, a lot of the times when you are on those scout teams or you're not playing in the games, you're giving the look for the guys who will be in the games. And if you can go in every day and giving, your best effort, you're making them all the much more better for when they play in the games, and, they're more prepared to hopefully help your team achieve victory, even if you're not necessarily the one that's going to be on the field.
Well, in 2012, your redshirt freshman year, you appeared mostly on special teams. But then in 2013, you broke in as a defensive tackle in the rotation, and you registered your first career sack against this team from Lincoln called Nebraska.
Yeah, that was a pretty exciting time. I mean, the week before that, I think there was one of the guys ahead of me had had an injury, and I kind of had an opportunity to get into the rotation, and we were playing against Iowa, and I played fairly well. And then that next week, we went to Nebraska, and I was really in the rotation a lot more. And that was really the first game that I got a lot of significant playing time on the defensive line. And it was a really great game. I mean, it was one of those Big Ten classic games because, that first career sack, I thought it was really awesome. But then a few plays later, Nebraska beat us with a Hail Mary as time expired. So a little bit of a bittersweet evening, but it was certainly it was an exciting first visit to Lincoln.
Yeah, Max is working now on the Nebraska campus. We'll talk about that more in the second half of the show, but I'm sure it fosters some stories between him and the current students. All right, Max, let's move ahead to your junior year here. You played in 11 to 12 games with 8 starts. You did very well. You recorded 14 total tackles on the year, and you got to play in a few bowl games. So let's talk of some of the highlights of your career at Northwestern. I know the Gator Bowl, the Outback Bowl. There was another bowl as well. But talk about some of the highlights of your career playing for the Northwestern Wildcats.
I mean, in terms of highlights, I mean, when I think back to the times that I really cherish the most, it really is those times with your teammates. I mean, obviously, it's really great getting to play on big stages. You know, at Northwestern, we had College Game Day against Ohio State. That was a really exciting time. We went out to South Bend, Indiana, and beat Notre Dame on the road. I mean, all these things were really great moments as, an athlete. But a lot of those times when I reflect on it, it really is about looking at the teammates and the friendships that were developed over the years and, working underneath great coaches. Coach Pat Fitzgerald is an excellent coach and role model, Coach Long, our defensive line coach. These men were just so good at shaping us on and off the field. I honestly feel like I grew more in character off the field than any kind of success that showed on the field. But I'm sure we'll talk about it more later in the show. But God really, really used my time as a student athlete to kind of shape me into the man that I knew that he wants me to be. And really set me on a different trajectory in life than I had expected, certainly before going into college. So, I feel extremely honored and privileged and blessed to play, that's funny, at Northwestern University, and I certainly cherish that time. I think that people who get to participate in college athletics really do get a unique opportunity to grow in virtue and in character.
Well, you not only performed well on the field, but you performed well in the classroom as well. An academic All-Big Ten on several occasions, Big Ten Distinguished Scholar. Working hard in the classroom was just as important to you. Talk about the discipline needed to become a scholar athlete.
Well, in all honesty, I mean, we really do have a lot of help. I mean, Northwestern, again, is one of those places where they really do take academics seriously. It certainly doesn't take a backseat to athletics. And so with that, I mean, they have a lot of help where there's, academic advisors that we meet with weekly. So when we first get into, college, we have a lot of help in the transition. So we're meeting with these advisors to make sure that, we're planning our days while we're managing our time. We're staying on top of all of our assignments. And, if, we needed help with tutoring, there's tutors available. If we needed help, in any kind of area, I mean, there's all kinds of resources that were available to us. And it was, kind of put on us to say, you have all these resources here, you just got to make the most of them. So again, it's a really good community. A lot of my teammates were very academically driven. One of my roommates, actually, there's a minor at Northwestern. It's called the Business Institutions Program. And he, as a starting offensive lineman, got the VIP Student of the Year for the whole Northwestern University that year. So I really was surrounded by a lot of great people that, you know, encouraged me to take academics seriously. And I think that that community, that drive, recognizing that our time in college shouldn't just be, you know, wasted on a sport, but really trying to make the most of the opportunities given to us, I think is probably where that comes from. So it wasn't like I was a self-made man or anything in terms of academics. I certainly had a lot of help. It's really, you know, a great opportunity to, you know, take advantage of the resources that are provided.
Yeah, great accomplishment. Blessed to play Ron Meyer. Once again, we're chatting with Max Chapman, played football for the Northwestern Wildcats for four seasons. Quite a player, folks, on the field, certainly in the classroom. Matt, I want to talk about being awarded the number one jersey, and this was instituted by head coach Pat Fitzgerald. It's used to recognize the athlete who truly embodies the values and character of the Northwestern football family, and you were presented the jersey by past recipients. What did that mean for you as a fifth-year senior to be presented with the number one jersey?
It really was such a beautiful honor, and honestly, it really caught me by surprise. And if I'm being completely honest, when reflecting on that moment, it's, obviously they say that it's, you know, the person that best embodies the, you know, the character of the team or the values of the program. But when I look back to it, the reason why my teammates voted me to receive that, I think, is because I was really striving to follow Jesus throughout my life. I mean, it was pretty early on in my college career that I was kind of having a real, you know, reversion back to the Catholic faith and really what does the relationship with Jesus look like. And the closer that I got with Jesus, the more, you know, I began to take academics seriously, the more I began to get involved in the community and volunteering at schools and helping with the homeless and different things. And a lot of my teammates saw, you know, these quote unquote good things that I was doing, and they wanted to, you know, reward me with that by voting me to, you know, have this honor of wearing the number one jersey. But whether they recognize it or not, I really do think that, you know, a lot of those values that they saw and like the actions that were taking place were really Jesus working through me, and they were kind of witnessing the transformation that Jesus was causing in my own life. And I think that they bestowed that honor upon me because, you know, Jesus is the real number one, and he is the one who, you know, really brings out the best in people.
All right, let's take a break. On the other side, we'll find out why Max is now working on a campus of a rival that he competed against in the same conference. Don't move. You're listening to Blessed to Play.
EWTN, helping people grow in their love and understanding of God. EWTN, helping people grow in their love and understanding of God. EWTN, helping people grow in their love and understanding of God.
My husband was affected by Agent Orange and passed away last year. He and I were both Catholic. We both left the church, and I was his caregiver for, the last 5 years, although he was sicker for beyond that. And it did shake up my world. After he passed away, I realized I could go anywhere, and I came back to the church.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. Ron Meyer here with Max Chapman. He played four seasons for the Northwestern Wildcats in the Big Ten. Played in some big games, some big bowl games. Did well in the classroom as well. He was an academic All-Big Ten and Big Ten Distinguished Scholar. But now we're going to talk about Max, about something he's doing at a rival team that he played against in the same conference, Nebraska. And he's on the college campus there, and he's helping student athletes in their faith life. Max, tell us how this came to fruition.
So honestly, I work now for an organization called FOCUS. It's Fellowship of Catholic University Students. And it's an organization that consists of recently graduated college students that serve as full-time Catholic missionaries on college campuses. And it was actually when I was a student at Northwestern University as my sophomore year, I met a FOCUS missionary, and he ended up, you know, becoming a good friend of mine, and he taught me how to pray with scripture and really go deeper into my relationship with Jesus. And through that friendship, God really revealed to me what it was like to be in an intimate, lifelong, life-giving relationship with him, and, you know, learning different ways how to pray, learning how to center my life around the sacraments of the Catholic Church pretty early on in my college career really set me on a trajectory where, you know, as my college career progressed and as, you know, my time in college was ending, I really wanted to allow God to use me in that same way to impact people's lives. So underneath the Focus umbrella, there's a branch called Varsity Catholic that works specifically with student athletes. So since I played college football at Northwestern, after applying to be a Focus missionary, I accepted the job offer, especially to work with Varsity Catholic. So now I've been placed at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, as you mentioned, a school that we played against in the past. But I serve here now to, again, like work with student athletes, building authentic friendships with them, helping them to grow in their intimacy with Jesus, and hopefully doing so in a way that casts a vision for lifelong Catholic mission, to where, you know, students can be trained and equipped on how to confidently share their faith with others, not only on the college campus, but when they go out into the workplace, and honestly, even more importantly, in the ways that they raise their families going forward with that. But it was through the impact of a Focus missionary that I met when I was in college that it really was the spark to get me involved in this type of ministry.
For the student athlete, their time is of the essence. They have to be very disciplined in the classroom and as well as practice, working out. Do you find it's challenging for them to take time to enrich their faith life?
It can be challenging at first. You know, I think a lot of us, especially myself, when I was in college, I thought that I was a lot busier than I was. I'd say just from my own experience, that was one of the things that, you know, when this Focus missionary is reaching out to me, that was one of the things that I kept arguing with him, that I didn't have enough time. But as I began to give him a chance to really teach me, you know, some different ways how to pray, say, like, I learned how to pray with Scripture, for example, and learning how to interact with Jesus through his words in sacred Scripture really, you know, taught me what a relationship with him was like, of ways that we can actually listen to God and talk with him, you know, because he's an actual person. I began to be so enthralled with this relationship that I wanted to invite him more and more into my life. So it began to be, you know, setting more time aside for prayer, going to the chapel and praying, you know, going to daily mass more frequently, trying to set time aside, but also turning that on its head and also saying, okay, if I want Jesus to be the center of my life, I want to not only set time aside for him, but invite him into what I'm doing as well. And when I began to invite Jesus, say, even into football, that's really when my career kind of took off at Northwestern, where, you know, I began trying to turn football practices and workouts and reps into prayer, where, you know, say before a set of bench, I would, you know, offer it up to Jesus and say, Jesus, this is for my teammate. Or then before the next sprint, I would say, Jesus, this is for my family members. This is for them. Or, you know, before the next drill at practice, I'd say, Jesus, I'm offering this up to you. This is just because I love you. I want to invite you into this. And two things really began to happen when I began to allow Jesus into my sport specifically. You know, I began, number one, giving, like, I don't know, I was falling in love with the people that I was praying for, whether it was Jesus, whether it was my family or friends or teammates. And number one, I was falling in love with them. But number two, I began really giving great effort. I wasn't going to say, Jesus, this is for you, and then not give my best effort. And so in a lot of ways, that was kind of the spark to where I was giving a lot more effort in the weight room, on the practice field, and it really helped propel me into, you know, getting in the rotation and, you know, getting to start several games and getting to contribute to my teams and my team into the ways that I hoped. And so, yeah, growing in a relationship with Jesus is not at all a distraction towards your life as a student athlete, your academics, or your athletics. There's really no distraction at all, but really Jesus is the fulfillment of all the things that we're trying to accomplish and being successful and, you know, being who we're created to be. So I think that once we can get over that initial obstacle of thinking that we're too busy for Jesus, once we begin to let him in more and more into the different areas of our life, I think the more that we will recognize that we're going to be a lot happier and going more in the direction of where we're supposed to be, as opposed to following our own plans for what we think is important.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer, chatting today with Max Chapman. He played four seasons for the Northwestern Wildcats football team there. Max, you're newly married, going to raise a family, and you're a hard worker. You're, like I mentioned, you're academic All-Big Ten, Big Ten Distinguished Scholar. And in the eyes of some, this is a countercultural path that you're taking, because you could get a job in society, in the public sector, and do quite well. Do you feel like you're missing out on something with the path that you have taken?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, my wife and I were actually talking about this, you know, a few days ago, where honestly, following Jesus has completely, you're right, it has taken me on a different path than I would have expected. I mean, my career path, the way that I saw my life going early on in college, was certainly different than where I'm at now. But in the day-to-day friendship with Jesus, he has brought me into a life of so much more joy, so much more peace, so much more happiness than I ever, ever could have imagined. I mean, if it wasn't for, you know, allowing Jesus into these different aspects of my life, I certainly wouldn't be married right now. I wouldn't have the daughter that we just welcomed into the world. She's 4 weeks old today. I mean, there's, and even say it from like a professional standpoint, I don't think that it's at all any step backwards. I mean, focus is such a tremendous opportunity in even developing your own professional career. As a focus missionary, you take, it's a 2-year commitment to serve with focus. And in all honesty, you develop so many leadership skills and leading small group Bible studies and networking with people and starting conversations and sales and so many different aspects of life. We fundraise 100% of our financial support. So you're talking, you know, in the time of networking to family, friends, coworkers, people that you've known throughout your life, you're touching so many different lives and providing so many opportunities for people to get involved in the mission and doing things like fundraising support. There's so many different aspects that can go into a lot of different, you know, professional fields. And I know a lot of focus missionaries that have gone on to go into those public sector jobs you're talking about. I know several that are financial analysts and engineers and, I mean, all hosts of different areas. I mean, there's 20,000 or so, you know, focus alumni that have gone on to work in public sectors, serving in, you know, parishes and so on and so forth. So I don't think that it in any way is a step backwards or anything like that, but rather trusting in Jesus and the path that he has for us really has taken me really to a place of joy and peace and happiness that I never could have expected before.
Yeah, and this is what you're doing right now. It's enriching your life, and it can provide some growth for you later on, and who knows where you're going to be led and what you will be doing. Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer, chatting with Max Chapman, former Northwestern Wildcat. When you're reaching out to the respective student-athlete, and there's a lot of pressure on student-athletes in D1 sports, they have to perform, obviously, and they're a big revenue maker for the institution as well as, you know, the team collectively. But do you find when they have faith, it takes some of the pressure off? They, you know, put their lives in God's hands, and somehow they feel either spiritually or psychologically a little bit more confident about that?
Absolutely. I think it all stems from where we get our sense of identity. Mm-hmm. As student athletes, I mean, this is something that I learned about myself a lot last year, my first year serving as a varsity Catholic missionary here in Nebraska. I mean, people, really good intention, but it's almost the first thing out of people's mouths, like, oh, this is Max Chapman. He played football at Northwestern. Or mm-hmm. any student athlete you meet, hi, what's your name? What sport do you play? What's your position? I mean, they're so closely ingrained into them that I am an athlete. I am this sport. I am this position, where, you know, especially college athletes, they go and visit elementary, middle schools, and they sign autographs to people because of their identity as an athlete. And that can get so wired into them that can actually really be harmful. But say if people do have that healthy understanding of, my identity is not a student athlete, my identity as a child of God the Father, that is something that is truly liberating, that is truly freeing, that gives people the freedom to be who they are and know that they're loved for it. I mean, I think that it's so revolutionary. I mean, the story of the gospel, Jesus himself just showing us the Father's love, that we don't have to be afraid of God the Father, but that He is merciful and loving and has a plan for us that is so much better than we ever could have imagined for ourselves. When we put our trust in that, that I'm a son of God, that I'm a daughter of God, that's where we're going to find our true freedom. And certainly that takes the pressure off of, the anxieties of performance and whatnot. But again, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be a bad athlete if you believe those things. But I really do believe, even from my own experience, that that gave me the true freedom to play and have fun and be the best athlete that I could be. And not only the best athlete, but the best person on it and off the field as well.
Well, Max, thanks so much. I appreciate, obviously a talented young man who was quite a football player, and now you're very value-based and trying to draw others, student-athletes, into a more enriching life and a life that where God is part of their life, and they could not be ashamed of that. So I appreciate what you do on the college campus, and many blessings. Continue the good work, and I appreciate you joining us right here on Blessed to Play.
No, thank you so much again. I really appreciate the opportunity, and this is a lot of fun.
Hey, Blessed to Play fans, check us out on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number two, play.com. You can like us on Facebook and follow the show right on Twitter at Blessed to Play. For Max Chapman, I'm Ron Meyer, asking you to compete well for the faith in your everyday life.